Now the Gemara says, Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon, Lei Shmilei. Elezer Shimon did not hold on that. He does not hold on that Svara. So Rashi learns, it's like a Bitzmiya Sakasha. Like, Lei Shmilei, is it true that Reb Elezer Shimon didn't hear like this? Of course he heard from it. So what's the Pshat Taka? So Rashi says, V'lo Gomim Minei, and still he doesn't learn out. Tosam Gabi Yevorim Shani Dedoch, Shabbos Mishum Chavivas Mitzvah Shrei Doch, Toch Eshchit Osach, the more we'll soon see. Havada, there it's different. The more says, Elo, Shani Osam, over there it's different. The fact that he could burn the Korban Atomet on Shabbos, Shrei Doch Osa, Eshchit Osa, Esa Shabbos. Since this Korban already started to be Derech Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Shchit of the Korban on Shabbos, the Korban Atomet. But since you started to be Derech Shabbos with this Korban already, that's why there Reb Shimon says the Svarim, that our mitzvah chaviva b'shaita, you're even allowed to finish it and burn it on Shabbos. Then the chanami to ksira seimer that you could do before Shabbos, maybe that is also to cut down on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, well, the Rebbe though, hochinami, quotes a question of Rebbe then, hochinami the chosesh chitoses a Shabbos. How could Rebbe learn out from this halacha that just like by the korban atomic of Shabbos, you're allowed to burn it today? Well, then you could cut down the Ksiris Eimer. Why? Maybe only there by the Shechita, since the Shechita was ready during Shabbos, that's why I could finish off the Korban on Shabbos. So where it says like this, El Aradik, Sova Rebbe, you have to say it like this, Rebbe Tak holds, Ksiris Eimer Tak is Loi Derech Shabbos. And Echnami, Rebbe, since he holds like Rebbe Shimon, he'll also hold that the Ksiris Eimer, since you could cut it down before Shabbos, it has no effort to do it on Shabbos. But the more is that true, V'loi, it's not Derech Shabbos, but none we learned. Whether the Omer is brought on Shabbos or is brought on the weekday, they only used to cut down three saws of barley. And from that they used to sift it down until they finally got to a Nisarin. So who does that Chachom go like? The Chura Leiker Rebbe. So that is a Kasha. And the Chura that comes out, not like Rebbe. And another Pshah we had before was, the Chomer Nechom say again, Echot Shabbos v'Echot Chol. Whether the Yomer, whether the sixth, second left pesa comes out on Chol or comes out on Shabbos, Bishloisha, they used to have three people cutting down. Bishloisha Kupas with three baskets, or Bishloisha Magolos used to use three knives. So again, the like Rebbe, it's not like Rebbe. It says clearly here it is the Echot Shabbos. And also we have before the Mishnah says of a Shabbos Yomelem Shabbosu. And Chomer Nechom says like Rebbe and Echonami, all those Mishnahs before that say that it is Derech Shabbos, and the Chachamim are not like Rebbe. Rebbe Shita is that the Ksiris Eimer is kosher if it was done the day before, so therefore when Tes Zayin comes out on Shabbos, you have no hetter to be Derech Shabbos, it has to be done before Shabbos. That the Mishnah before says is Derech Shabbos, that only goes according to Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, that Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon holds that the Ksiris Eimer is possible before, it's possible the next day, it's only kosher Dafka Balaylom. Therefore, since that's the only time it could be done in a chanami, then we say it's like a Becher Shabbos. The other Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Niksa b'yoyim kosher, v'deuch is a Shabbos. You cut down the yoyim b'yoyim, tezayin, it's kosher, and who would also it's Becher Shabbos? The Gemara says, Man Shabbat made the yoyim niksa b'yoyim kosher. Whose sheet there is that it holds that if you cut it down by daytime, still it's kosher? Not only at night is a kosher to cut down the barley, but even by daytime, look who it's Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. If so, Ketonius is clearly now Mishnah, but Derech has a Shabbos. That it is Derech a Shabbos, according to Kasha. We just got finished saying, according to Rebbe, since he holds like Rebbe Shimon, it's not Derech a Shabbos. That's the most Kasha. My love doesn't mean to say in our Mishnah, Ketira, that even the Ketira saying, of cutting down the barley is Derech a Shabbos, even according to Rebbe. So it's a Kasha. So more says, Lord, it's not the Shana Mishnah. I'll tell you lahakurova. Mishnah only means that avadi you have to cut it down before Shabbos. But after you cut it down, then you have to make it into dough, and then you have to burn it. So the akurova burning it, that's mutter to do on Shabbos, that's what's Bercha Shabbos. That cannot be done before Shabbos, that has to be done on Shabbos. Tamura says, El Ksira Loi, is it true what you're saying? That the Ksira saying with the cut it down is not Bercha Shabbos? I have what Tanya learn like this. Rabbi Yaimer, Rabbi himself says, when the Pasuk says, what was the limit from this pasuk? Lefi shlo tamid upesach so for I only know that a korban atomid is doicha Shabbos, and what did a korban of pesach? If Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Maybe one of these two Korbanos. Shenema Abraham b'mayadai, b'mayadai, it says clearly at the right time. Mashma, no matter when it is, what day of the week, Pesach comes, Erev Pesach, or for the Korban Atomid, you have to bring it even on Shabbos. Tavidashin avyafilu b'Shabbos, b'mayadai afilu b'tumah, even b'echa tumah also. But Shah Korbanos tzibah minayin, how do we know to say all other Korbanos tzibah also, it could be brought on Shabbos? Talmud, the Pasuk says, Eilu tasal Hashem b'mayadechem. Eilu tasal mashma, all the Korban tzibahs could be brought even on Shabbos. Now, minayin l'rabbis oimer, v'i hakorav imoy, shtei halechem, v'i hakorav imoyim. How do we know to say that the oimer, and what's brought with the oimer, and who adin, the shtelechem, what's brought with the shtelechem, how do we know to say they could be doicha? Rashi says it means the keves sabo amoimah, the korban oimah, the keves that comes with the oimer. And who adin, with the shtelechem comes the kisvi aseris. How do we know that they're also doicha Shabbos? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, v'da b'moshes miyadi Hashem, is ha'kosev kaveye moed l'kulam. There's one moed l'kulam, meaning to say they all have the same halacha. That even though they come out on Shabbos, still the Doicha Shabbos. And so for Wadashin, Rebbe Dashins, that the Oimer is Doicha Shabbos. So Lamai, for which drasha do we need here to teach us that the Oimer is Doicha Shabbos? Lem, if you want to tell me, l'akrovam, it means the burning of it, burning of the Oimer. That's what we're talking about over here. Is so, Shtei Alechem, B'nei Akrovaninu. When there's Pasuk, we also learn out that the Shtei Alechem is Doicha Shabbos. Now there's no burning, there's no Kemitz on the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos, even though it's Shabbos, there's no burning, there's no Akhtar, it's easy, the crown and create the whole thing. Elo, so what's the Pshat that is Doicha Shabbos, the Shtei Alechem, Elo Pshit L'Tchino, Fri HaKodo, that means you're allowed to grind it and sift it on Shabbos. If so, would the Kavos Agab Yema, the same thing when it means that the Oimer is Doicha Shabbos, it means like Tzira. The Kodoch is a Shabbos, and still it could be Doicha Shabbos. See, it's a Kasha and Rebbe. Here we see Rebbe holds clearly that the Oimer, even the Ktziras, even cutting down the barley, is also Doicha Shabbos. Because we have this pasuk here that's Marbo, the Shtei Alechem, Doimer to the Oimer. Just like the Shtei Alechem is the Avoidus beforehand, the grinding, the sifting, who are doing the Oimer means the cutting it down. As long as Doicha Shabbos. The Kasher is why, according to Rebbe, it could be done Erev Shabbos. Why is it Doicha Shabbos? Samura says no. Elayna Chanam, what you have to say is Oimer LaKrova. That we dash near that Oimer is Doicha Shabbos, it only means for that Krova, that you could burn it on Shabbos. Ushtei HaLechem LeAfiyah Enechanami, and the Shtei Lechem means the baking of the Shtei Lechem. That's what could be done on Shabbos. Why? How come you're allowed to bake it on Shabbos? Uksava Rebbe, because Rebbe holds Tana Mekadish, that the Tana gives it his Kedushas Aguf on the Shtei Lechem. And therefore, Yofolo Meyesmil, if they would have baked the Shtei Lechem on Erev Shabbos, Erev Shavuos, if Sululabalina would have a Psalina. Since the Tana is Mekadosh and gives it his Kedushas Aguf, once it has his Kedushas Aguf, you can't leave it overnight. So therefore, that's how we dash not, Rebbe holds, that you're allowed to bake the Shtei Lechem on Shabbos. And it would then by the Oimer, not that you're allowed to cut it down, no. Cutting it down, since it's kosher to do with Erev Shabbos, you have no letter to do it on Shabbos. What's mutter to do is only the hakrova, the burning of it. The Mora says, is this true? To solve our Rebbe Tana Mekadosh, is it true what he's saying? That Rebbe holds the Tana, the baking of the Shtei Lechem, that's what's Mekadosh, when you put it into the Tana. So your Tana, you learn like this. The Gemara before, Kiv Sayat Seres, and Mekadosh Mesalechem, Ela B'Shchita. When do we say the Shnei Kvosim, when are they Mekadosh the Shtei Lechem? Only B'Shah Shchita. Meaning to say, Ketzah, what do you mean to say? That Shokhtan Lishmon, V'Zorak Domen Lishmon, Kiddush Alechem. And if not, if you do it, Kimitzvosai, you shech the Shnei Kvosim the right way, with the right Kavon, and you make a Zerika Saddam, that gives the real Kedush to the Shnei Lechem. To Kashrut, you see, what's Mekadosh Shnei Lechem? The Shchita Sa Kvosim, not the Tanner. You see, it's not, Rebbe holds, not the Tanner of Mekadosh, but the Shchita Sa Kvosim. What's going to be Shokhtam Shlo Lishmon, let's have a chance to shchit the Shnei Kvosim, we had a more in the shame of another carbon, or else the Zorach Domish no Lishmon, and then Lekidish Alechem, the Lechem does not become Kaddish, since the shchit was not done Kimitzvosai. What's going to be Shochton Lishmon? Yes, the shchit was done Lishmon, Lishen the Shnei Kvosim, but the Zorach Domish no Lishmon, when the Kohen made his Rikas Adam, he had Kabona, Hashem would not the Korban. Here it's the Machloikis, that it says now, Halechem Kodesh V'yein, a Kodesh Jew Rebbe. Rebbe holds it has a little bit Kedusha, not completely Kedusha, because Rebbe holds the Shechit is Mekadosh, so therefore it does have some Kedusha. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, I mean, no, Liyoylam, and the Kodesh, it has no Kedusha, Ad Sheyishchot Lishmon, V'yizuk Domo Lishmon. According to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, you need both the Shechit and the Zrika to be done Lishmon, that's what gives the Kedusha to the Shtei Halechem. Rakoponim, you see, according to Rebbe here, that what is Mekadosh Shtei Halechem? The Zrika, the Shechit of the Korban, not the Tanner. Gemorian says no, is no kashrim. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, hukvo v'loy hukvo komar. So Rashi says, after it says that the shechita was done l'shmon and the zrik was done l'shmon, his hukvo ha'chavos l'yosin kvosim means now it's kaveyom, it's set aside like that these lechem have to be for this kvosim, and you can't change it to another lechem. But enoch nam with the actual kedusha saguf, it does not get until it comes into the tanner. So that's where b'shita that the tanner was what gives the Kedusha Kedusha Saguf to the Shtei Alechem. Therefore you cannot bake it on Erev Shabbos. Therefore the Afi is Berech Shabbos, it has to be baked on Shabbos. And then Echnami, but we're coming out now according to Rebbe, by the Ksira Saima, the Ksira itself is not Berech Shabbos, since you can do the Ksira before Shabbos, and Echnami, the Ksira is not Berech Shabbos, only the Akrova, the burning of it, that's what's Berech Shabbos. Hadron Alecha, Rebbe Shmuel. Here the new parak says now, V'elu menochos nikmotzos v'shirehim l'kahanim. These are the regular menochos, that the loch is you have to take a kmitza, and that you burn, and the rest is shireh, the leftover of it, the kohanim could eat. That minchas ha'solus, a regular mincha, stam mincha, that comes from flour, v'yamachavas, that comes in a frying pan, v'yamacheshes, in a deep pan, v'yachalus, a mincha that you bake into a chalom, for a kikin or to wafers, minchas oivdi kachovim if a goy brings a mincha, or minchas noshim if an isha brings a mincha, or minchas oimer, also that the kahanim have to make a kmitza and burn it, and the shirai in the shireho is nechot on the kahanim, or minchas choyta, mincha that a choyta brings, or minchas kenois if a soita brings a mincha, also there's a maisa kmitza and the shireho is nechot on the kahanim. Now Rabbi Shimon says a chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchas choyta shor kahanim. If a kohen did a chet that he has to bring a mincha for, to minchas oil of a yerut, he's very poor, he can't afford to bring a korban, so brings a mincha. When the kohen brings this mincha, see, he holds that nikmetzes. There is a mitzvah to make a kmitza, and therefore the kohen mets korav liyatzma, you have to burn the kmitza by itself, but also vishirayim karevim liyatzman. And then you burn the shirayim left over. Because the loch is by mincha that a kohen brings, his own mincha, is kula kolu. The whole thing is burnt. It's not nechal kahanim. Rabbi Shimon just says a chiddush that a minchas choyta that a kohen brings, you have to make a maisa kemitza. And you burn the kemitza by itself, and then you burn the shireha by itself. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Popo, kol hecha de tanan esa, wherever it says a loch of esa, Kolecha de Tanan, when it says in the Mishnah about different menochis. So Esa Tanan, each one has to come of 10 chalas. That we make a nisarin, a minchad of nisarin, when you have to bake it, though you bake into 10 different pieces. So he learns what the chalas have to be completely chalas, all 10 of them, or else rakikim, complete the 10 rakikim that we had before once. So Mor says, my kamashim, and what's your chiddush of Papa? Liafukim Rav Shimon, that he excludes, not like Rav Shimon holds. The yom of the Rebbe Shimon Shita is that when you bring a mincha that's of mafet you bake, it could be machzor chalas, half you could bake into chalas, or machzor kikin, half you could bake into wafers, yavi. Kamashmalon deloy, our Mishnah is mashmalon, not like that. That since the Mishnah says them all together, minchas solis, that's only all 10 of minchas machmas, minchas macheshes, they're all 10 the same way. Or then the chalas or a kikin, also all 10 have to be done the same way. Then the Mishnah says, Vishirehem lekahanim, the leftover of the mincha the kahanim could eat. Minolan, how do we know this? The Gemara says, Pshita, the ksiva ksiva. But a lot of menachas it says clearly that the shirayim is the lekahanim. Or the like ksivim by the menachas that does not say it by, ksivva it says, Vizois atoras hamincha. Hakri voisa b'nayaran. That the hekesh, all the menachas have the same halacha. That what? v'hanoy service b'menu yoichlu Aaron Obonov, that the leftover the shirayim of the minchi after the kemitza, the kahanim and his children could eat. Now, boch, the more stuff like this. Boch eat, and if the mincha comes from wheat, lo can be boiled, and then I do not have a shayla. I also know the sekish. Because Rashi goes, in this pasuk it says, Seulas, Shein Chitin. So, rather the hekish is any mincha that comes from chitin, the shirayim is nechol kahanim. That's not my question. But kiko mi bolim, where do I have a question? Boch soirim, let's say mincha that a saita brings, that comes from barley. So Mora says, Bo Sarim Nami? Even a mincha saita that comes from Bali, what's your question? Midim nikmetas, since there's a mitzvah to make a kemitza, is shirei lakanim? The kanim eat the leftovers, what's your chiddush? What's your shayla pshita? So Mora says, no. Ali b'di rabbonin lakim iboilam. And according to the rabbonin shita in the Mishnah, that a minchas koyin, there's no kemitza. It's kula kolol. So therefore, wherever there is a kemitza, in echanami, the shirayim is nechal. There's no question. But the ravada mincha site also, since it's a kemitza, the shirayim, the kind of meat. Kiko mi boilum, where's my shayla? I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. I have a question according to Rabbi Shimon, what will be the locha? The only thing he says in the Mishnah, Iko mincha, the mikmetzes, for loy misachlom, there's a minchas kayin, chayta, that he brings it with kemitza, and still there's no part to be eaten. The Tanan, like it says, now Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Minchas Choyta Shekahanim, Nekemetzes, that the Mincha that a Kain brings, if it's a Choyta, the Mincha Sayla B'Yerit, you make a Kemitza, and the whole thing is burnt, like he says, Hakoim Mitzkor B'Yatzmoy, Vashurayim Kraven B'Yatzmon, so according to Rabbi Shimon Shittim in Olin, how do we know that a Mincha Sayta that comes from Sayrim, that the Kain can eat from it? Maybe no, even though there's a Kemitza, maybe the whole thing is burnt? All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So Moin says, "O Machiski, Chiski says, to Yom Makro the Pesach says, V'chol Mincho Belula Bashemin, V'chareva L'chol B'Nayar Netiya." It says clearly, even a Mincho that's a chareva means has no Shemin like a Mincha Saita, still a ghost of B'Nayarin. So Meinu Inyan Leblula Shachitim, if we do not need it. For the mincha that you mix up of chitim, it's no inyan leblula shel sarim. Take it into a mincha that's made from barley. When the Mefarsh says that means the mincha saina, that the shirayim is nechal lekanim. Now, if you may no inyan lechareva shel chitim, if we do not need this pasuk for mincha saita, for minchas chareva means the minchas chayta. That comes from chitim, that's pshita, from the hekesh before. It's so to nuinyan lachareva shel sarim, put it for mincha, dried mincha that comes from Bali, meaning a mincha of a saita. And that's how we learn out that a mincha of a saita also, there's a mitzvah kemitza, and the shirayim is nechal, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So more is the question, v'ai, is it true? La'ochu di yos, is this what it's coming for? Homi boli, we need this posik, likratanya, like we learned. Minayin had we noticed, say, shein cholki minochis. Kineged zvachim, that the kahanim have no right to divide up and say, I'll take a portion in your korban, and you give me a portion in your mincha that you receive.